Hello and welcome to In Depth. That is the PSA program you're currently tuned into here on all Lotus radio stations. I am your host, Ian Sorensen. Thank you for joining us bright and early. And my first interview, Mr. Mike Wan from Hot August Nights Foundation. Mike, how are you?
I am well. How are you?
I'm doing very well. And I mentioned this before we started talking on the air, recording this interview, but Hot August Nights, you have a lot of things come to mind. It's been a mainstay here in Reno for a long time. Classic cars, family events and everything, but a foundation, I'm ashamed to say I didn't even know this was a thing.
Well, you know, most people don't associate the two together. They just don't realize we're two separate, basically, organizations.
Right.
So Hot August Nights has been in town since 1986, so 32 years.
Okay.
And in 2007, we started the foundation. So it's our charity arm of our Hot August Nights, Inc., our car show.
Gotcha. So how did that even come about in 2007?
You know what? I think there was a need to see, okay, how are we going to get back to our community? We do enough with the cars, but there's a way we could probably get back to the community through the car show.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of very generous car participants that donate money to the foundation. So it all kind of worked together. It started out slow, and boy, I'll tell you right now, we are full steam ahead. The last 3 years, we've given anywhere from $140,000 to $150,000 a year out to the people in this community, kids in need and at risk in Northern Nevada.
That's fantastic. And how long have you been a part of the organization yourself?
I'm coming up on 3 years next week.
Okay, on 3 years. And how did you, I mean, I'd love to get your background. How did you kind of get involved with this?
I've been involved since the late 80s. I used to work at the city of Reno, and I was working with the police department.
Oh, right on.
So when it was in its inception, and a lot smaller than it is today, I was working the street downtown, helped organizing it. And then in all my different levels of supervision, I was involved in it from, like I said, about 1989. So when this opening came up, I thought, you know what, I already retired. I retired from the police department in 2012, and I thought it would be a good way to give back to the community some more and get involved in a nonprofit.
Well, that's a beautiful idea. And the kids are kind of the big focus, right?
Right.
How did that kind of that focus coalesce, I guess?
Well, I think the board members at the time created a group of trustees for the foundation, and they had a discussion. I think there was a lot of options, but, you know, we always see the kids in need in Northern Nevada.
Most definitely.
And it could be kids that are in places and some motels that are in downtown, or it could be kids in neighborhoods you would never think they're in need or at risk. So we work closely with Boys and Girls Club, Big Brothers, Big Sisters. We're now working closely with Make-A-Wish Foundation. So there's a lot of opportunities for us to give. So it was just a perfect fit.
Definitely. And actually, I was kind of leading into my next question is what kind of resources are you providing, I guess, for these kids who are at risk? Is it food service? Is it healthcare? Is it, I mean, I guess you fill in the blanks.
Kind of whatever is asked of us. So initially we give, say, the Boys and Girls Club, you know, when they did their building on Foster Drive, we gave them $100,000 to help fund one of their buildings. So it's a Hot August Nights Foundation room.
Oh, okay.
They have a scholarship as well. So students of the year, a male and female, they get elected and we pay for their college. So we give them $10,000 each to go ahead and finish 4 years of college.
Wow.
And then with the scholarship portion, we thought, you know what, Boys and Girls Club isn't the only place that kids need scholarships. So we reached out 2 years ago to the Washoe County High Schools, and we give every high school a $1,000 scholarship to give to a student that their counselors believe should deserve this scholarship. So a lot of them are first-time students that go to college, first-time families that ever had a kid. So it's been very successful and pretty exciting to do that as well.
That's really cool. Yeah, you've said over the last 3 years, it's just blown up, right?
Yeah, so how we get our money, there's a bunch of different ways, but our car participants will actually write extra on their checks when they sign up for our event. I've signed thank you letters for $500. They'll sign up for $170 registration and add $500 to the foundation.
Wow.
That doesn't happen all the time, but that's wonderful when they do.
But every once in a while, and in a blue moon, it's kind of nice to get that.
You know? We used to have a raffle car, and people used to buy $1 raffle tickets, and we used to generate funds that way, and a lot of cars were donated to us for that raffle.
Okay.
And the last couple of years, we've kind of went away from that, because that's a lot of work to sell, you know, 40,000 raffle tickets.
Oh, Lord, yeah,
so
for $1 each.
Our new partnership with Motorsport Auction Group, part of the agreement is they give us a car to put across the auction, and all the proceeds from that car then comes to us as well. And then we have some great people that are never want to be named. They're that kind of humble people, but they donate cars to us, and we put those across the auction. So last year, just going across the auction, the income we made just from those auction cars was $90,000.
$90,000.
So we turn around, and we don't keep it. You know, we turn around down, and you know, like most foundations, all of the work and most of the salaries are all covered from Hot August Nights Inc. So it's at least 90% give back from a foundation, which you don't see very often.
That's true. And speaking of the cars, are you kind of upping the ante like every year as far as how many cars you would try to get donated?
It's funny you say that, because we just found out we got another one of our donors out of Southern California just texted me a picture of a 1956 Ford Country Squire station wagon that just said, hey, I want to give this to the foundation to go across the auction.
Wow.
You know, so we have actually 5 cars going across the auction block this year, every one of them and donated. I had a lady that called us about 2 or 3 months ago, and she has a 1983 Chevy truck, like brand new. Her husband used to work at the GM plant here.
Oh, wow.
And she's like, I don't know what to do with this truck. I just want to give it to you guys so you can give it to the kids type thing.
Right.
So we had it restored, and Al's Rod and Custom Shop did all that for us. And now we're going to put that across the auction block.
That's really cool. I mean, are you always looking for donations of cars even like right up to the event? Or are you kind of like tapped out at 5? You're good there.
This year, I think we're pretty good. But you know, if someone really has a need to give us a car, I got a big parking lot.
Okay. So that's what I love to hear. So if anybody's listening right now, you got a classic car you want to part with, this is a good thing to contribute it to.
And the good thing is, if we get a car that needs a little work, we have partnerships with these other community businesses that we do some trade agreements, and they also donate the time to make that car a car that we would want to go across the auction so we get the best dollar for it.
Oh, very cool. So like just making sure it's in tip-top shape?
Yep. One right now over at Champion Chevrolet. We're donated a 1969 Chevy Corvette convertible.
Oh.
Imagine what that would run for. But it was a little rough. So, of course, you know, those guys down at Champion, they decided, well, we're going to take care of it. We're going to make it nice. We're going to go through the whole thing, make sure it's mechanical. Yeah. So, you know, Jack's been great over there.
Oh, very cool. And if can people donate just directly to the foundation?
They can. They could do it online. They could come into the office. But the best thing they could do is look at our website for October 20th. We have an event called Classics and Cocktails. That's our big fundraiser.
Oh, okay.
That is where we have about 500 seats available. We partner with the Atlantis. They provide meals, and we get a silent auction, live auction, and people get an unbelievable meal. Usually it's a nice steak dinner or something that you spend a lot more than the ticket. And the tickets are only $100.
Oh, okay.
So we'd love to have people come to that. Businesses could get a hold of us here at the office. They could call by tables, or they could give us stuff that they want to donate to us for our silent auction items or our live auction items, because we always like those things, because people typically will bid up hopefully more than they're worth sometimes.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's the idea. So
absolutely.
That's a really cool idea. Well, with October, I mean, that's a long way off, so we got to have you back in the studio to talk about that as it gets closer.
All right. That would be wonderful.
And anything else you want to add as far as Hot August Nights Foundation? Anything people might not know?
I think the biggest thing is they don't know that it isn't part of the event. So the struggles we had is they see that we give away so much money to the kids because of the foundation. And then they don't realize that doesn't come from our car show. We have a pretty strict budget and really small margins to run that car show.
Okay.
And the foundation is self-sufficient basically on its own based on all those things I just told you about.
Okay, cool. Well, how can they find you on the social media, on Facebook or website, what have you?
Everything is under hotaugustnights.net. Either go to our website, Facebook is Hot August Nights. They'll find us that way, and we'd be more than happy to direct them to either our tickets. By the way, you could buy the Classics and Cocktails tickets online, too. You just click on the link. It's all automated right through the process, and you get your tickets.
All right. Very cool. Mike Wan, Hot August Nights Foundation. Thanks a lot for coming in.
Wonderful. Thank you for having us.
You're welcome.